is back, red from the night before. The night before, walked into the rumba, walked into a door. Old Red's in town and sitting late at night. He doesn't make a sound, just adding to the wrinkles on his deathly frown. They're only red from all the tears that I should have shed. They're only red from all the women that I could have waited. So when you look into these eyes, I hope you realize they could never be blue. 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 Listen up, old Red, you never listen to a word the doctor said. He told you if you drank another you'd be dead. Old Red Eyes is back, his shoulders ache all over and his brain is sore. He pours a drink and listens to his body thaw. They're only red from all the thoughts unused inside my head, yeah. They're only red from all the things I could have done instead, yeah. So when you look into these eyes, I hope you realize they could never be blue. They could never be blue. They could never be blue. They could never be blue.
Oh, classic blue. I watch the rain come out of you. Sky is white with the flu. I'm terrified of losing you. If I go to the sea, I'll bring you down, down with me. If I go to the rain, you'll never see. That's what you meant. I'm losing my baby on promises kept. What are you for? What are you for? What are you for now that I have hardcore?
Thank you.
while. Let's not try to figure out everything at once. It's hard to keep track of you falling through the sky. We're half awake in a thick empire. We're half awake in a thick empire.
PGNU Restless Mornings, good morning. You're on Mateo's Magic Bus, and we're starting to round the corner, heading back into the station here sometime soon. And that was some great rock and roll there, and we had My Morning Jacket leading into the Beautiful South off their 92 album, 0898, Beautiful South. And, you know, as some may remember and some not, they were an English pop rock band that started in 88 and broke up in 2007 and put out some really great music in between. And that's probably, I think their best tune, Old Red Eyes Is Back, and that was 92. And then Gotye from 10 years ago, 2011, got to see him in concert in San Francisco, and he was great. You know, sounds a lot like Sting, doesn't he? And so the album's Making Mirrors, and that made him famous. He's and I believe he's Australian, so bus heading down under. And somebody that I used to know with Kimbra, and that was that tune. And then two of my favorite national tunes, Can't Believe That, Cold Girl Fever, 2001, but that's off their original album. And then going to Fake Empire off the Virginia EP in 2008, and that was live too. So, all right, well, we've got some new 07 out, and I'm always happy to say that. It's been a while since those guys put something out, but they're collaborating with Lou Stone, and he's a great singer, great composer, and so they fully collaborated on this. They have a new, I believe it's an EP, yeah, it's called Shadows, and it's just out, and this is Take My Hand. And so we're going to head back in with some 07 and Lou Stone off their brand new album, well, off their new EP, and this is Take My Hand, and then some really cool music after that too. So talk to you in a little bit. You're on KGNU.
There's a part of me out there with you far from my mind. The histories we never shared I've erased out of sight. And though every part of me wants to stay with you, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do, because you're not gonna go my way. And oh, if you don't wanna take my hand, yeah, and I turn into stone. And oh, should I know that you're better off alone, yeah, and I turn into stone, to stone, turn into stone, to stone. Gotta find a way back in from the mess I made. turned into stone. And no, if you don't really understand, guess it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Just lately, I've been thinking how much I miss my lady and marinas in the comfy, brightening the daybreak, living like a lusty flower, running through the grass for hours, rolling to the hay, oh, like a puppet child. When it rains, the rain falls down, washing out the cattle town, but she's quite sick to fall away. Of us upon each other. I can see you sitting eating apples in the evening, fruit juice flowing sweetly down the prongs of your body.
KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Running out. bem melhor seria poder viver em paz, sem ter que sofrer, sem ter que chorar, sem ter que querer, sem ter que se dar. Sem ter que sofrer, sem ter que chorar, e ter que querer, sem ter que ensinar. Mas tem que sofrer, mas tem que chorar, e tem que querer, pra poder amar. Triste que ter paz e se arrepender, e se conformar e se proteger de um amor a
KGNU Restless Mornings had some New Zero 7 in that set, and Amarina, the sort of stripped-down version of that tune, which was out in 2020 off Elton John's Rarities Part 3, and that was his hand-picked favorite songs of that era, 68 to 71. And if you haven't heard it, it's just a great album. It really, really just showcases how amazing his talent was, because not many of the songs have a full band, and so you really hear him and the piano. And then, just needed to hear some Sade. Couldn't Love You More. So, Love Deluxe, of course, 92. And then, as promised, one more off the Imagine Project album with Herbie, and that was See You, and beautiful, beautiful Brazilian tune, and Tempo de Amor, and so love playing that. And so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
A big thanks to Rita and Aurora for donating a 2015 Mitsubishi Galant ES to KGNU. To get more out of a vehicle you no longer need, donate it. We'll take care of everything, and pickup is free. Just call 1-844-KGNU-CAR to get started today.
KGNU Restless Mornings, good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for riding. We're heading back into the station with two epic, epic tunes, these great jazz tunes. One from a while back, but it's been reissued in 2020. So this is off the Armitage Road album of Hishu Bishu Group in South Africa and Amakaya. And, you know, this album really was kind of legendary, and then it sort of faded into the memory. And a lot of the band members have passed in car accidents and other ways along the way. So this great label in Toronto, called Where Busy Bodies, kind of resurfaced the album last year and reissued it. And that's how I found it, and every song is epic. So we're gonna play that, and then back to Wolfbane by Wallace Roney to finish things off, and off his 2019 album. And you know, he really was steeped. You can hear the Dizzy, you can hear the Miles, but you know, this guy really had his own thing. He learned from the best, and then went off, and then unfortunately was taken from us by COVID last year, and what a loss that is. He was really, really coming into many more years as a band leader and great trumpeter. And so anyway, his last album, Blue Dawn, Blue Nights, and Wolfbane is one of the great songs of the last few years, at least, if not much longer. So we'll head out with that. And again, really appreciate you riding the bus, and look forward to driving you next week. We're pulling back into the station here, and so in the meantime, be well, take care, DJ Mateo out.
Thank you. This is KGNU, listener-supported community radio. Coming up next is Línea Abierta, followed by the BBC Newsroom at 6:30.
Radio Bilingüe presenta Línea Abierta. Línea Abierta es un programa de noticias, diálogo y comentario producido por Radio Bilingüe en Fresno y Oakland, California. El programa tiene auspicio parcial de la Corporación para la Difusión Pública.
¿Qué tal, amigos? ¿Qué tal, amigas? Bienvenidos sean, esperando que estén arrancando esta semana con todos los vientos a su favor. Saludos con mucho afecto de Samuel Orozco y de todos en producción. Y mil gracias por hacerse presentes y por darnos el beneficio de su muy estimable atención. En este programa comentaremos sobre la descontrolada violencia armada que ensangrenta a muchas comunidades por todo el país. Este año puede llegar a ser uno de los más mortíferos de la historia de la nación por actos de violencia armada. El año pasado, al menos en California, nunca se había vivido en el estado tanta venta de armas ni tanto homicidio. Los homicidios por arma de fuego escalaron luego de iniciada la pandemia y sigue subiendo. Ante esta mortífera epidemia, muchos coinciden en dos demandas públicas. Número uno, que se revisen los antecedentes de todo comprador de arma antes de vendérselas, a fin de verificar que no sean un peligro para él o ella o para los demás. Verificar si no tienen historial criminal, males serios de salud mental, orden de arresto, si no es un abusador doméstico, un violento. Y número dos, que se invierta de veras en programas sociales de prevención de la violencia, sobre todo entre los jóvenes. Más adelante tendré una plática con la excongresista de la Florida, Debbie McCarthy Powell, para que nos ponga en perspectiva el asunto de la violencia armada y para comentar sobre estos llamados que se hacen. Antes, los padres de un estudiante asesinado en la masacre del 2018 en la escuela preparatoria Marjorie Stoneman Douglas de Parkland, en la Florida, le tomaron el pelo al ex líder nacional de la Asociación Nacional del Rifle y lo pusieron a dar un discurso de graduación promoviendo la aportación de armas ante una audiencia de 3.044 sillas vacías. Una silla por cada estudiante que no se pudo graduar este año porque fue asesinado a mano armada. El dos veces líder de la Asociación Nacional del Rifle, David King, y el cabildero de las armas, John Lott Jr., se presentaron a dar un discurso para los estudiantes graduados en la Academia James Madison en Las Vegas. Pero al final, todo fue un engaño, en el que cayeron redonditos y el video del discurso se hizo viral y está siendo usado como un argumento que demuestra el por qué hace falta checar los antecedentes, el historial de todo quien trate de hacerse de un arma de fuego, sobre todo de las de guerra. Oigamos algo de uno de estos videos que circula en estos momentos a través de la plataforma YouTube. Les advierto que este video en el que aparece el discurso de este hombre de las armas se interrumpe luego con angustiosos llamados a la línea de emergencia de las víctimas y concluye con el aterrador sonido de balazos. Va la advertencia. Adelante.
David Keene was the two-time president of the National Rifle Association. He continues to be a staunch defender of your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Therefore, it is my privilege to introduce to you David Keene.
Let me begin by telling you what an honor it is to be here to help celebrate your graduation. Picture for a minute the young James Madison, for whom this school is named. This year, you focused on one of the most important of Madison's amendments, the Second Amendment. There are some who continue to fight to gut the Second Amendment. But I'd be willing to bet that many of you will be among those who stand up and prevent them from succeeding.
911 emergency.
Defending it is a challenge and a duty that Americans like you. Who understand what has made the country the envy of the world. Must accept as their own.
Okay, is anybody injured?
Yes, a lot of blood. Please help, please.
An overwhelming majority of you will go on to college, while others may decide their dream dictates a different route to success.
School.